Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? I'm Lily Marston here with Jesse. Never mind. I'm the blonde girl. Should we start over? Yeah. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? I'm the blonde girl.
And I'm Jesse Smiles.
And I'm feeling a little...
Oh, my God. We're going to get demonetized.
Anyway, hi. I'm the girl that everyone forgets, but I'm on this podcast, too, for all 187 episodes already.
She is. Also, guys, I'm back in my throne. Ask me why right now. Ask me. I dare you.
Why?
Well, because my children drew on my chair with lipstick. Can you believe it?
Yes.
I shouldn't say children. It was Amelie. Okay. I was trying to protect her. Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, people did miss it when it was gone for
so
a while.
In my throne until the other one gets here. Anyway, guys.
We need new chairs anyway. I need to reorder. Anyway.
We really quickly just want to start this off by saying to anybody that joined the Patreon, sincerely, thank you so much. It has been such an amazing response. We are just, I mean, I don't even know how to explain how we're feeling right
now. Confused.
Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh. And it's crazy because like the chat room is like crazy. Like there's just thousands of people just like talking about everything. I'm like, whoa, what is happening?
In our group chat with us in our Patreon puppet string puller. Mm-hmm. His name's Joe. Yeah. We'll give him a shout out. I think he texted, he was like, guys, like the chat room is lighting up right. And I had just glanced at it and I thought it said that they were fighting. And I was like, oh no.
We need bots.
It was just all the girlies were getting all chatty, which I mean makes sense, we all love to yap, so
it was crazy.
We're just glad an amazing that you're enjoying response.
It feels like a community, like big time. It's sure. Amazing, so thank you so much to everyone who's joined, just like seeing everyone enjoy the content we have put up so far. So yeah, just, you know, cheers. Wait, do that again. I think
we're together.
We didn't fool a single soul. Everyone knew that we were
single. I know. Look, we don't fall into the bond anymore.
Not me pinning everything on Amelie because I wanted to explain away the chair.
I mean, she would, though.
She would. No, she absolutely would.
Speaking of, who's my biggest fan now? Because
I am in shock with my daughter's reaction to Lily. I mean, she knew who Tia Lily was because I would show her on the computer and she'd be like, who's that, mommy? And I would say, that's Tia Lily. But I just wasn't expecting her to do the correlation.
No, I think also Jesse just doubts my... animal whispering, my child whispering, my well, everyone loves me. I don't know why I'm the other girl.
Well, because you also don't, like, I thought you were less good with kids.
Would you say I'm good?
Yeah.
Oh
girl.
Well, I've
seen bad with kids.
I walked in the door and she just was like, Lily!
She literally goes, Lily, you're here! Like, she was
the biggest
so
hug.
Excited. How many times has she told you she loves you?
Oh, more than anyone has ever in my
she
life.
She goes, Lily, I love you, and just like hugs her. And then she, when I try to talk to her, she goes, my Lily. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, you can have her.
And she said, we're best friends. And
oh yeah, best friends.
Yeah.
Every time you're upstairs, because today you slept like till like 1 our time, jet lag, all that stuff. She would keep asking like, where's Lily? And I was like, she's sleeping. She's like, oh.
Also, I'm sleeping in the room where we're filming right now, and it's the only room upstairs, and it is a cave. Like, I had no idea what time it was. I woke up at one point because they were yelling. It was like really early, but I like looked at my phone, and because I was like, oh no, it's gonna be like 3 p.m. and I need to get. I was so tired still. And it was like 7 a.m. I was like, oh, I have no idea. My complete sense of time all over the place. Mm-hmm. But then I finally did get up at around 1, which I mean, normally I usually go to sleep at like 6 a.m. and then I wake up at 10 anyway. So I guess that was pretty on par.
Yeah.
I hadn't slept in like 24 hours. Well, aside from falling asleep almost on the man next to me on the plane.
Oh.
I had to like apologize because I kept waking up like... And I'm like, I had to have at least at one point, like, fallen over. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, we have, like, blackout curtains up here, and it's by the attic, and it's just, like, very...
It's like a cave.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, really is. And mine, I have a one-bedroom apartment, but I sleep in like my bed's in the living room, so it's like a studio basically, and I have all like a complete wall of sliding glass doors, so when the sun comes up it is directly in my eyes. And this was, it was nice.
Mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, speaking of being on the plane, I guess I was just like so tired. I was waking up and like, I didn't think it wouldn't have been possible for me to be like passed out that much because I was literally on an aisle seat and had nowhere to like put my head. So it must have just been like, but I would wake up and like people would have food and drinks and stuff. And I was like, when did that happen?
When you were asleep.
I was so confused because I'm like, and they would have had to reach past. Like, I don't know how. I was baffled.
Mm. Well, I'm here. Lily's here. We are so happy.
We haven't gone to the Sabrina Carpenter concert yet.
No. We are going, when you're watching this, we're probably going the same day you're watching this because we are filming this on Sunday. We were supposed to film it a little bit earlier, but Lily missed two flights. Yeah, two flights.
I've never missed a flight before.
You're joking.
That's the first time.
Because it seems like very Lily core.
I think it was because I don't usually have so much to do that like...
That you're like that behind.
Yeah, and it was like literally I was working up until the last second. And then it was like, oh my God, I'm not...
The ironic part is that before the second flight that she missed, I literally woke up to a text of her just being like, you know what? I know I missed my flight yesterday, but like this time I feel like so prepared. Do you remember that text?
Yeah, but then I took my Adderall and I started cleaning and it was like, I really needed to clean my apartment more because I had stay there to watch Max. So like, I kept seeing that. I was like, oh shit, I didn't do that. But I didn't feel like stressed about it because I was like, oh, I have plenty of time. Also, I flew out of the Santa Barbara airport, which I'd never done before, but I knew that it was super small. And I've flown out of Burbank before and that's super small, but Santa Barbara's smaller. I thought that that would mean that I could get there closer to the flight and it would be fine. Apparently that meant like, well, everyone's here. I guess we're going to go except me. And I got there and I walk in. First of all, it feels like a bus station. Like literally I walk.
It's tiny.
There's not a soul in there. Not one person except the one lady at the Delta counter. And then literally all of the counters are like, there's like five counters and they're all right there. I walk in. She goes, oh no. And I was like, I was getting like my flight left at like 7:09, I think.
What time did you get
and
there?
It said boarding was 6:39 or something, and I got there at like, it was like 6:30.
Oh no, Lily.
But boarding, I was like, usually the boarding is starting at
no. So you're like, news to me. No, so basically
I would have been fine if I didn't have bags to check.
That's the thing. So the rule of thumb is if you have bags to check, 45 minutes is like super, like it's the cutoff time. So if you're not there 45 minutes before boarding,
but also every time I've done that, because usually I'll get there like over an hour, it's in a bigger airport and I always get through fast anyway, and then I'm sitting waiting for a while and then they like no one was there, so I was like, well, it's not gonna take any time to go through anything, like I'll be fine. That wasn't the problem. It was that I had bags to check, and if it had just been clothes I would have been like, I'll figure it out when I get there clothes wise but it was all my camera, like it was my camera, it was my mic, it was all my cords and stuff, so I couldn't not bring it. So the lady was like, just go up through security and see if they'll just like let you, like they'll check it in the cabin of the, like, you know, they can put stuff like strollers and stuff. Mm-hmm. They put them in like a closet. So she's like, just see if they'll take it that way. And I was like, well, security is like looking at me like I'm the dumbest fuck they've ever seen in their life. And they're like, that's not going to fit in the security thing. It's just like four guys. No people.
Just immediate tears.
You're joking, but that is what happened. You know, sometimes that works. In my experience, it has worked.
You gave
quite
it a go.
I gave it a go. And it wasn't even a go. It was that there was no stopping that. That was just happening anyway. Because I had also missed the flight the fucking day before. So I was like, this is not happening. They couldn't have cared less. They were like, okay. So are you gonna
turn around?
Yeah, it's literally like, what are you gonna do? And they're like, you're gonna have to check it back at the counter. I was like, she said it's too late to do that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, they didn't care. And I was a little perturbed because they were trying to put my big suitcase that I know it has to be checked. They're trying to put it in the bin to go through the thing. First of all, it doesn't fit in the fucking bin. But it probably would have fit through the security scanner if you just didn't put it in the bin. I was like,
I see what you mean. Yeah.
And they, nope, it has to be in the bin. That's protocol. And I'm like, I'm the only person here. Can you just please like
shove it in there?
Literally. Sir. And they were like, sorry.
First of all, you know, they would have thrown out like half your fucking makeup and shampoo and shit.
Oh, because it.
Yeah.
Even though I was trying to check. But I'm like, but also that was my whole thing. I'm like, I get that that's like asking for special treatment and stuff. But it's like no one was there. They couldn't have been like, this girl is going to miss her flight. Like, let's.
They do not care.
No, they couldn't have cared less. And they were like, I think their shifts were ending.
So it literally like, went from like, I'm so well prepared to like, girl, I'm not making my flight.
Well, and then they tried to put me on one. They're like, okay, well, we'll put you on the 1:30. But as a connecting flight, flight in North Carolina and you'll get there at 11:55. And I'm like, no. And then I was like, Burbank. And they're like, you're going to drive to Burbank? And I was like, it would put me there faster than if I sat in North Carolina for 3 hours in the middle of the afternoon. So then I drove an hour and a half the other way to Burbank.
Uh-huh. And now she's here. So you got here like at 6 p.m. yesterday. And I would say, what have we done? We haven't done much.
She fed me right when I got in the door. That was nice. I had a nice burger.
A little burger, cheeseburger.
And then some cinnamon rolls for dessert.
I did make those from scratch.
Her husband went and got me some pizza for lunch today. Mm-hmm. They've been feeding me well.
She lives off of the Truly's Red Gatorade and Dr. Pepper. And we got those. So she's good for at least a week.
Happy as a clam.
But yeah, hopefully you guys, I don't know how this is going to turn out audio, visually.
Because it's like super awkward and everyone's like, go back to doing it.
Everyone go home. And I don't like this shit.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Timing is too good.
But now I can actually hear what Lily's saying, which is fun. Half the time I'm editing, I'm like, I did not even hear that. And you could tell because sometimes I'll repeat what you said like a minute later.
Yeah.
And then I just take that out in editing. I'm like, oh, ew. Why did I do that?
Or I'll literally be like, that's what I just said.
Yeah, cool. And I don't even know what it's like. Sometimes you'll be saying it over an asset or sometimes it just cuts out. I don't know. But no technical difficulties now.
And then I specifically miss a lot of your jokes that I just like, I'll hear what you said, but I didn't hear the way you said it. Mm-hmm. And I watch it back and I'm like, oh, that was
funny. Yeah, at least this episode is definitely in person, obviously. But we don't know if our next one will be. This may be the only episode we get to do. Okay, so we have two topics. We have the hairstylist who was harassing their client. And then the second topic option is Aspen Ovard and Parker and that whole situation, because that's a whole fucking mess on the internet. So which one do you want to start with?
The hairdresser.
Okay. Perfect. So I actually saw this. This was supposed to be a topic in our last video, but we just could not get to it, girl. We had way too much on our plate. And forgive me that I'm looking in a different spot. We have our like TV.
I know. I'm like, hope I'm looking at the camera. This is really throwing me
off. I know.
Off.
I don't know where to look, but hopefully it's not too bad. Okay. So this is all surrounding someone named Victoria, who's the one that called out the hairdresser. We've got Self Salon in Brooklyn, and we've got Bianca Bess, who is the person who did the hair.
So she works at Self Salon Brooklyn.
Worked. Scandalous. But yeah, so I actually saw this come up on my For You page, and I remember choosing it as a topic because I was like, oh, it's like a one TikTok thing.
No,
never chinny mole. Yep. It's evolved.
Let's talk about how my ex hairdresser is currently harassing me. I would just like to note that I'm a parenting channel. I do not do drama of any sort. I don't even do confrontation. I don't even order my own Chinese food. This Relatable. Is not something I ever do. But I'm starting to feel really uncomfortable, so I really wanted to address it. Throughout my brief explanation, I will be sharing screenshots of messages. Along, you guys can pause to read. Or rewind about a year ago when I wanted to get my hair done, I found this hair salon that's not too far away. So I'm like, let me schedule an appointment. I was initially quoted $390. I had to leave a deposit of $180, which made...
Just like off the bat, her hair's super short. That's wild.
How much was it?
390. That's pretty hefty. No. You live in California.
Just for a haircut?
No, I think color.
I just got mine done and it was 320, but then I tipped her a lot.
Shit, but you live in California.
Yeah.
So like my hair, if I just do like a balayage, it's like 240 here. But haircut, blow dry, style, all of that, 240-ish.
320 was mine.
First of all, this is like the base price she was okay with. Spoiler alert. That is not what she ended up paying. It's a lot more.
Where is she?
In Brooklyn.
Okay.
Yeah, it's expensive. Yeah. So I guess that makes more sense to me.
Because my hair's short too.
Yeah, that's true. But you said you have a lot of hair.
Yeah, but in comparison, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
so
hers
know.
Was still more than mine was, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not here to say like an artist shouldn't be choosing what they. It depends on a million things.
It, yeah,
I just when I first heard that, I was like, ooh, that's a hefty price, but it gets worse.
My remaining balance, $210. I knew I was gonna tip, so I was probably gonna.
Oh wait, okay, yeah. So I think we missed that. So she was quoted. This was her like statement. That she has record of. It was a 2.5 to 3 hour session, $375 to $450.
What's the range?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like 375 hourly, 4 hours with Bianca.
But that's bullshit. If she just took a long time, then she could charge more.
Well, that's the thing. Okay, and that's what she gets into, is that when she wanted to go back to her, she's like, can you tell me how long it's gonna take?
Yeah, because you don't get to be like, it might take 4 hours. Like, the hairdressers can be chatty.
Well, and also, I don't know why they would give this, where it's like to pay at location. This seems like a definite thing, where it's like, you're gonna only pay $210 when you come in. If it's an hourly rate that you don't know how much it's gonna be, then just say, this is how much I charge an hour.
Well, there's a deposit?
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's weird. Wild. Yeah, yeah. I've never paid a deposit yeah, in my life for hair. Well, no. Yeah, no, I don't think I have.
If you were getting like something like extensions or something, they need to buy them first, maybe that I could understand, but that's not the case.
Which made my remaining balance $210. I knew I was going to tip, so I was probably going to end up paying around $450, $500, and I was totally content with paying that price. So I went in for my hair appointment. She worked on my hair, and as we were almost finishing up, kind of blow dried my hair already, and that's when she's like, hey, do you like it? I kind of wanted it whiter. We did it again, an hour and a half.
But she's charging hourly.
Yeah, she's charging hourly, and she wasn't happy with it the first go around, supposedly.
And then so she's
a dark photo, but
typical. No, that's wild though, because like if you don't like it, usually the hairdresser would be like, I will fix it. Like,
yeah, she just said, let's keep rolling this hourly rate.
Yeah, no, that's fuck no. Hourly for a hairdresser, I mean, even I think editing for sometimes, like if you do
if you
hourly,
make a mistake.
I'm like, either way, I think it could get out of control because the editor could take more time than they need to and say that something took longer. Cause like, you don't know, like if she's like, oh,
you're not there.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like getting your hair done. It's like, I don't know how long it really takes to do.
I think that maybe deciding on an hourly amount to in general, give someone a flat rate, like be like, okay, if I'm doing highlights, it's generally going to take me 2 hours.
That's
and this is how much I think.
And that's usually
worth.
What it is. Yeah. Like they have rate cards that it's yeah. like for highlights for sure. A full color, for a weave, for whatever, they have prices set.
But if they fuck it up and then you have to do it again, then it's just like, well, don't charge me again
this,
for it.
And this would be like they have to like tone it more or something. It wouldn't be like she's re-dyeing it, I don't think.
She said I wanted it whiter.
Yeah.
Oh, so you tone mean, like, purple it shampoo
yeah,
vibes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's not dyeing it again. No, like that's not but not also still it hourly for hair is crazy.
Right.
There we finished. I was pretty content with what my hair looked like, especially for $500. I'm like, it's cut
especially
cute.
For to say $500 as if it was like, that's not that much. It was like, for $500, it was fine.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's $500.
I like my, like I tipped a lot and it was $450.
As I'm going to check out, my remaining balance was supposed to be $210. It ended up being $510. That is more than double. I was a bit shocked. I paid what I had to pay and I left. I just want to add that I never expected a discount of any sort. I just didn't like how I feel like I was blindsided with
the- How much was her original payment? Her deposit?
She was only supposed to pay $210 when she walked into that salon.
Subtract that from $450 was the high end, right? Of the estimate?
Right.
So $450 minus $210 is $240.
No, I don't think that math is right because she had already paid 100 something. They wanted her to pay $210 more. And it did say on the high end for something.
Yeah, so regardless, I'm like, you're paying more than the high end of what the whole price was supposed to be. What do you
mean? It's ridiculous.
$500, that's insane.
To be honest, she's a lot nicer than me because I do fear that I would have left sobbing, number one.
I would have paid it.
I would have paid it.
Yeah, that's one thing. It's like, I never would have been like, oh my God, that's too... No, I would have fucking paid it. I mean, I wouldn't be getting my hair done if I didn't have that in my account. So yeah, that's a bit much for if you're really broke. But like, oh my God, I would hate a situation like that because you'd be like, okay...
Well, and also there's a lot of circumstances where someone would go and a lot... Let's say she quoted you $450 and you would take maybe $550 and allot it from, I don't know, whatever budget you have.
Yeah.
Leaving spending $800 something, I would fucking cry.
It's a lot.
Like,
yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And like, when I got my extensions, it was quite expensive, but not only was I given the opportunity to kind of like split it like a little bit in the beginning and a little bit after, but like I was explicitly told how much it would be.
I've never had it be like so up in the air.
No. Well, that's the whole hourly thing.
Yeah.
Because like, what if you're just tired that day? You're like less productive.
Exactly. Well, that's what I was saying. Even with editing, it's like, if you just did a slow job though, you'd get paid more. Like,
yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I don't know about that. So the fact that she turn back to her, I'm like, well, is there nobody else in Brooklyn? Like,
yeah, no, it seems wild that you would go back twice.
I would just go, and now in every salon that I would go to, I'd be like, hey, I want a flat rate.
Yeah,
that's it.
Just didn't want to give me a definitive answer. I was like, let me think about it, and I moved on. I made a video about this, and I'm like, hey guys, I know I live in New York City. I paid $800 for my hair last time. This is what I want this time. what is a reasonable price for me to pay? And if there's any hairstylist that wants to do my hair for a set price, just give me the price in advance. I would love to work with you. And that's where it all came crashing down. I received the most ginormous text message from my ex-hairstylist, which was a bit concerning because I never gave her my phone number. That means she went back into her salon's records from a year ago to get access to my private information.
That's just as bad as the guys that do that to like date girls.
That's wild.
Like, what the fuck are
like
you
a pizza delivery guy or something? Or like,
dude, that is like next fucking level. If you've only spoken, because the screenshots she showed were from Instagram.
That's insane.
So it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
And also, why are you so angry? Like
the hairstylist?
Yeah, because you're not going back to her.
Well, no, so she got angry. I think that actually, did you screenshot that one?
No, because I didn't see that one. Oh. When I was because I was scrubbing through, was hard.
Yeah,
it's
so
long.
She like was basically taking it as a threat of like her trying to like expose the hairdresser. Like the hairdresser took it as a threat, essentially, just like, oh really, you're gonna like talk about us online type of thing when we agreed and you knew and this and that, like,
but
that
it didn't seem like she was like making it like she was just looking for a new hairdresser.
Well, and she was asking for advice as she can. Like, what the fuck is wrong with that?
This is so weird.
So already the paragraphs, I agree, red flag. Yeah. But one of the aspects of it is quite reminiscent of something you might have heard.
Back into her salon's records from a year ago to get access to my private information, text me directly. I feel like it's such a privacy concern, but that's on the salon itself. Let's go over the text message. I just want to mention at this point, I didn't mention her name. I didn't mention the salon's name. I only mentioned how I was so shocked about the price and what I was quoted and what I ended up paying. Let's go over the messages. You guys can read along. Hey, Victoria, I've noticed you enjoy putting things on social media, especially when it comes to making me or my salon look bad. This makes no sense.
Are you that threatened by like someone? Like, are you not proud of your work or something? Or you know you fucked
up? It's always projecting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you're really clear that you know that's about you.
We actually have the TikTok, I think, that she was referencing in this, where it was like the most tame, like, hey guys, like last time it wasn't 100% like a transparent thing. I really would like something a little. She can say that.
Well,
dude.
That's
what
also what I was saying. It was like, it doesn't seem like she's like trying to start this like tirade against the like. It just,
well, she
was
say
just
the name
looking.
Of the salon.
She was just looking for someone to do her hair.
She didn't even say like, "This is a story time of a hairdresser whose name rhymes with Smimanka." Like, she didn't say shit that would be identifying. And now this, and that's why it became a thing.
Nobody knows who you are. Not exactly what I expect from somebody who claims to be a girl's girl. Those words have never came out of my mouth. I'm just a decent person.
When I heard that, I was like, oh brother.
A girl's girl.
You can't even talk about like actual experiences you had in a business because you're a woman.
Yeah, wait,
I'm
no,
a woman.
No, but like, also like girl's girl doesn't usually apply to things that
doesn't matter.
It usually involves men too.
What do you mean?
I feel like girl's girl is usually involving like you're choosing a man, like a not girl's girl is choosing to like do something
to appease to men.
Yeah,
I feel like this is reminiscent of certain things that we've, like, for instance, if we have a quarrel with someone or we have criticisms of someone who's a woman, then it's like, oh really, you guys are mean girls.
Oh,
not
you're not
girls,
a girl's
girls.
Girl, yeah.
Like, that's just like, she was a paying customer.
Like,
she had
that's
an
like
issue.
She was a client. You're not friends.
It's just like the way she crashed out because of this one TikTok is insane, especially when her name wasn't called out. It was super timid.
I've seen it before.
I've seen it before and we'll see it again.
If you're a decent person, I'm gonna be your girl. Still writing to book another appointment. I was currently messaging her, but I wanted a second opinion because the only opinion I've ever gotten was hers, and I feel like that was probably a little biased. And go over some facts with proof. Let's fucking do it. I'm excited. I got all the proof. I told you my upfront rate was $150 before TikTok hears your version of my prices. That's exactly what I said, girl. I'm giving them your version. For those 4.5 hours, it was just you and me. Who else would there be? No distractions. Okay, it's your job. God. Didn't maintain by canceling your gloss appointment 4 to 6 weeks later. Well, yeah, because I just spent $800 on my hair. Why am I going to go back to your salon 4 weeks later?
For a gloss appointment.
Yeah, literally.
Talk about like something that isn't necessary. Like, yeah, I'm sure that would look nice, but like that's not a...
They also sell it. Like L'Oreal has a gloss. You can just pop on there.
A gloss treatment follow-up appointment for God knows how much? No.
But before we continue, we really quickly want to thank today's sponsor, and that's Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money is one of our faves because it saves us a bunch of money because we do have lots of subscriptions, as I'm sure you guys do too. So it's very nice because it reminds you to cancel those subscriptions, and it will also do it for you if you're too lazy to go to all the different websites.
And I've said it before, but Rocket Money's budgeting is like one of the best things that I've used. It categorizes everything. It tells you how much more you spent this week than last week, which is kind of embarrassing sometimes. It just keeps you aware of all your spending.
And in total, Rocket Money has over 5 million users and together has saved them over $500 million in canceled subscriptions, which I mean, I think I take up a large percentage of that, but like, that's amazing.
It saves members up to $740 a year when they're using all the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't need and download Rocket Money today by going to rocketmoney.com/DWKT.
That's rocketmoney.com/DWKT. rocketmoney.com/DWKT. And thank you so much to Rocket Money for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
More money on this such expensive experience I already had. No, I didn't want to come back. You're totally experience. Right. Me. Not wrong, girl. Which is why your hair turned out brassy. It didn't. This is how it looked up to 2 weeks ago. I use purple shampoo. That shit is never brassy. It's almost fucking silver.
I feel like she's like low-key dissing her own abilities.
A follow-up gloss appointment shouldn't be necessary to maintain your hair. Like, otherwise it's fucked. Like, that's not...
No, and also, there's so many things that can contribute to brassiness. Like, your shower.
How often you wash it.
Yeah. It's bullshit.
Oh, let's go. Let's go see this free advice. Because seriously, it gets good. Hi, I fucked up my hair. She said, hi, how? She said, oh man, I would honestly just not touch it for a while. It's winter, you could wear a hat. She's totally right.
That's her advice.
You know, I would just leave not it touch be. It. Have you thought about a
shaving
hat?
It off?
In charge. Now, why do I say that? Well, let me tell you. She made a whole Instagram story about me. Let's look over it together. Don't ever let them control your emotions or your income. I mean, we are the clients, so without us, you do not have an income.
True.
You're talented, you are brave. Valid. Yes, you are, girl. Don't let clients tell you how much they've paid in the past. Why not? Or how much they're willing to pay.
What does that mean? That doesn't apply to her.
She's basically trying to say, like, don't let your customers dictate the price, but it's like, then just tell them no if they ask for, say, like, no, these are my prices.
She already seems a bit too emotional this position. Yeah. It's like, maybe just stay off social
media. Why wouldn't I tell you how much I want to pay for my hair? Never settle for less. Girl, you don't got to settle for less. Your education was not free to give free advice. So back to the message. Full year, you're back setting your price point. I'm just telling you how much I want to pay. You said it was a reasonable. I can't determine the price until I see how long it takes. No stylist can. I was just at the hair salon 2 weeks ago. She told me exactly how much I'm going to pay. To help you out,
I think that that's an interesting... I mean, listen, I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't know how it works in the hairstyling industry, so I don't know how common an hourly rate is, I will admit. But you've done this person's hair before.
Yeah.
You know the density. You know how long it's going to take. And you should be able to give her a more solid... Like, you can tell her, listen, I do hourly. So on the off chance that it could, I will let you know in the moment. But... just being like, I don't know. Like, who knows how long it's going to take? Like,
when giving her an estimate and having it be like double. What
is insane.
That's not.
It's not some leeway.
Yeah.
It's something you should let them know in the moment. Mm-hmm. Like, you should say, hey, if we blow dry and we style and all this stuff, this is going to be an extra hour or whatever.
Her range was like a $75 difference, not like a $500 difference. Yeah. That's crazy.
To help you out, I suggested skipping the haircut and even offered a free blow dry to save time. Sometimes I do for my clients as a courtesy. Wow. I mean, you're charging them $150. Wait, so you're going to...
A free blow dry? I've never gotten my hair done where they do not blow dry it at the end.
Yeah, but it's included in the price.
Yes, but like... why is she saying like a free blow dry?
Yeah, because haven't you seen people like leave the salon with wet hair because they don't want to pay the blow dry?
No.
Yeah. Blow dry is
extra. I've left with wet hair, but because I was in a hurry and I was like, it just don't do it.
I promise you, whatever you're being charged includes blow dry. And if someone didn't want to blow dry, it would be less.
See, I don't feel like that's a negotiable. I feel like it's a flat rate because it's just included. And like, you don't get to go, don't do it. Like, she didn't.
No, you can. If you say like, I don't want to blow dry, I don't want to style, then it's going to be less.
I guess that makes sense because it would be less time, less but work. A blow dry in general, like, it doesn't take that long to dry your hair.
Well, think about it like this. Some people go to the salon just for a blowout.
But that's different than just a blow dry, I think. Like, a blowout when they're, like, styling it as they're going and stuff and, like, just getting your hair dry so you don't leave, like, a wet rat, then...
Yeah, I don't know.
I get that it takes time, and obviously people go in for blowouts on their own, but using that as like a big bargaining chip seems weird.
Yeah.
Them leave the salon with the wet hair. Technically speaking, let's go over the prices for this. You charge me $150 an hour. Let's say the you blow drying my hair is 25 minutes. That means I'm paying $62 for you to blow dry my hair. Especially for some clout. Oh goodness, this got me going. For some clout, girl, I have a parenting channel. If you do social media for a living, you know that if you go anywhere outside your niche, it is not gonna do good. I just wanted an opinion from somebody else. Already have a presence on social media. A hair video is not gonna gain me thousands of followers. Really disgusting word. Let's stop using it. Let you know that I will not be accepting you as a client for my salon moving forward.
Good.
She didn't I wasn't coming back, girls. Highly unprofessional. I like to work with professionals.
The clout thing just makes it. At this point, I'm just gonna freaking throw up.
I don't think people get really what clout is.
They think that if you're putting something online, it's just always for like this
clout does
seedy,
not mean
malicious, self-righteous reason.
I've seen the notion where it's like, well, do you put your stuff up and hope no one watches it? No, but hoping people watch it isn't the same as putting something up for clout.
When you think back to like the Tana Mojo marrying Jake Paul thing or Ava Louise licking a toilet during peak COVID.
When you're also sacrificing your morals to just like get attention.
You just want attention. There's no other motive. And like this alone, no matter what I don't know what the like general reaction is to this girl. She seems fine. But I think that like for her, let's say she did want to get people to view it. But like if you look at the underlying reason, it's because she was pissed that this hairstylist was coming for her.
Yeah, well, and I get, like, I don't know how that would translate. It, like she's saying, how would that translate into clout? Like,
I'm saying that's like the thing. It's like there is a reason why she's posting. It's because she posted a harmless video not saying her name and you lost your fucking shit. So now here she is talking about it.
But she called her out for clout even before that.
So it's like, that's why. And it's like, at that point, if that's what you think is going to happen, then girl, might as well, let's get it. Let's fucking go.
But hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's so stupid. I just like, I feel like we need to take a clout course, get everybody seated and let's talk about what clout is.
And have some good examples and some, this is clout, this is not.
Yes.
Have you guys take a multiple choice test maybe at the end? Yeah.
Yesterday I posted a video talking about my wonderful experience with this hairstylist. My ex hairdresser, she saw that video. She just bombarded me with so many comments that were like,
if I paid a bitch $800 to do my hair and then she did this, I would call the police.
That's like the harassment levels where like, same with when the dress.
Cause
that is like, you can't do that. Like, what are you
doing? Like, why are you on a plane showing
just
up to
because,
their house?
Oh my God. Well, that was next level. But even like the text in the comments and stuff, it's like, what are you doing?
No.
Like, that's not socially appropriate, but that's also like, you don't do that. Harassment's a thing. Like, it's just like,
I'm telling you, I would have been on the phone with the police.
Genuinely.
Whoa, you're not even gonna believe it. Let's look these over. Since you must want a reaction to look like the good guy, there's no bad guy.
What the fuck?
Nobody knows you. Please don't act like I did not text you a whole essay explaining myself to you and you had no reply, because I proved my point. Nobody.
Okay. Is that what we're doing now?
Not replying means that you won?
I could promise you I may or may not have gotten some recent DMs that I've left on read because I'm tired of you. Bye.
That's literally my only reaction here.
Like, I'm literally annoyed and like, I can't give you any more energy is what a non-reply from me is. It's just like, bye.
I
don't care enough.
There's a lot of situations where people are really, really set on having this conversation when it's like, I don't have anything to say.
Yeah, I don't want to talk. Yeah. Bye.
I didn't answer your message because I didn't give you my phone number. Being that only 20 people in this entire world have my phone number, I didn't want you to think that you're one of them. I mean, that's an extremely dangerous situation for me to be in, especially because this is my job. I thought I gave my phone number to your salon privately. So for you to go out of your way to harass me through my text message, beyond me. I didn't respond, not because you approved your point, because I'm literally debunking every single point you have. I wanted my privacy to stay intact, which it no longer is. Thank you, self salon. Trying to show out for clout. Girl, stop using that word. I don't think you know what it means.
Thank you.
This ghetto with your responses and trying okay. to be
not her. Supposed to use that word either, but
yeah, I don't know if you got the notice. That's not that's not appropriate. Don't say that.
Okay.
Anyway.
More than my dentist. Me or any hairstylist who charge what I charge look like the bad guys. I didn't. You can charge me $800, just let me know. Okay, with messed up hair and expected to pay $200 for people to fix it for you. No. No, right here it says, hey, is $450 reasonable? It's more than double what you're accusing me of asking for. Then you'd be TikTok famous. It's so cringy. I said what I said. Good for you, girl. You say whatever you want to say. The whole summer you weren't in my inbox and I helped you for free.
So when she told her to wear a hat?
Okay. But see, I honestly, it kind of actually just boggles my brain how much people think of themselves.
Truly, because I feel like we think so little of ourselves.
Like someone has to literally just be like, you're amazing, sweetie.
Yeah, no, I'm like, they're lying. They're lying. They want something.
And then there's this. It's like, I was helping you. I got you through the summer.
Didn't she tell her to wear a hat?
Hat, yeah. Don't touch it. That was also another.
Oh, valuable. Valuable point.
You told me to wear a hat. Nobody forced her to pay my price. Well, actually, technically speaking, you did. What was I supposed to do? Say, no, I'm not paying that?
Oh, she wouldn't have liked that.
I was forced to pay this price without my knowledge. No bad blood to the woman who fixed her hair. She's so talented. Yes, she is. She's also honest. What do you mean there's no bad blood? She doesn't know who you are. Are you
just acting like they're all very intertwined? It's like, no, she went to you and she didn't like the situation, so she went to someone else. Yeah. And you are not part of her life anymore. You've left the chat and now
she's very much still part of her
life. She's like, no, I'm still here. Group chat it up.
Me look bad, period. No one knows you. Because when you left my chair, you was loving it. I personally think $500 for your hair is reasonable. What do you guys think? And the last thing I have to say is it's not to my followers, it's to you, Self Salon. How do you approve your employees treating your customers like this? I was going to come back to you. I just wanted to know what I was going to pay. That's all. That's all I have to say. If you guys have any questions, I'm free to answer all.
Okay. She had her laptop in her car right now.
Yeah, she brought the receipts. So when I started, that was the only thing we had. Then this is the TikTok that set her off initially. This is like the one where she's like, how dare you chase clout before she was even
the named. Hairdresser.
Yes.
If you're a hairdresser or knows anything about hair, I just need your advice. I just need your little help. Okay, so this is my hair. And my hair has been this color for the last 10 years. But my roots are a little darker, and I realized that I think I like it better with like darker hair. So I want to turn it dirty blonde. Now let's just like
you
rewind
bitch.
A little bit. Rewind to last year when I got my hair done for like the first time in my entire life. What she did was she cut it. I had like a money piece, and I think she did low lights. It pretty much looked this exact color, which is what I wanted. But I got charged $800. And she said it was like $150 an hour, which I totally get, right? But like, I showed her like a picture I wanted and it wasn't as light. So I'm like, hey, like, can we tone it again? It's too orange. You know, I want it white because this, I've been dyeing my own hair. So like, I could do this, right? That's why I went somewhere else. And so I obviously got charged for that hour that it took, which was an additional $150. Anyways, the moral of the story is I don't want to pay $150 again. So I went back to her a couple days ago, a year later, and I'm like, hey, I want dirty blonde hair now. It should be easier, right? I swear I'm not trying to sound like an asshole, but I'm like, I would just like a set price. I don't want to spend more than $500, which I feel like is totally reasonable. But I understand we're in New York City, so, you know. So I was about to schedule it for this Friday, and I'm like, okay, but like just one more time, I just need a set price because I am not willing to spend $800, especially because the last time they quoted me about $400 and I left.
So she put up the receipt, but she blocked out her name.
Yes. So she includes that later in that video we just watched. But this one, she really says no name.
No name. So it's the same story, the girl, just like a light version of it.
And the girl had to have been then following her on TikTok and like watching and was like,
but like
very deeply offended.
To send the fucking essay after this.
Insane.
It's just fucking crazy. Yeah. You could have taken it as like, okay, she doesn't like our prices. Bye.
That's the thing. It. She doesn't even say she didn't like the hair. She just like didn't want to pay. And it's like, cool. If you don't want to pay the prices and that's what your prices are, then clearly you have clients that will pay that. Mm-hmm. So just don't get this one to come back.
So Self Salon did have a video up with Bianca doing hair. It was like a promo video, and the caption said, our salon is all about creating a warm, welcoming environment where you can unwind and leave feeling fabulous.
Unless you leave and don't want to come back,
then
we're gonna come for you
and we will get your number in our files. Oh my God. Bye. This is her. It's all bubbly, everything's looking good. How much did that lady get charged? She had a lot going on there with the highlights. But yeah, so that's Bianca. And I don't know if they have that up anymore because they responded. So do you want to see the owner's response or the manager's response? We got them both. I guess manager then owner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, work our way up. Yeah. These look like they're like hostage videos.
She has her like hands like just like this. That you know they have had a rough week.
Bianca's off camera.
Oh no. Believe me, she's
not. That was
not
a joke.
No.
We have to clarify all the time now.
Hello. My name is Marlene and I'm the manager of Self Salon. I first want to say that you all have been heard and we agree with all of you. The actions that Bianca decided to take on her own was impulsive and outside of our belief when it comes to our clients and their privacy. In no way did Maria and I agree with what she did, nor do we condone this type of behavior from our staff. We watched Victoria's video and screenshotted the text messages from Bianca to Victoria, and we compared Bianca's story as well. And after reading and hearing what was said, we decided it's best at the goal of Bianca. We believe this was the best decision for our staff and salon's reputation, as well as our clients.
I agree.
We believe we just cannot be fucking bothered. Get out of here, Bianca.
Like, what is that? Comparing the stories. I mean, I don't care what she said in those texts. No, too long.
Yes.
Too long.
Why are you writing so much?
Three line limit, and that's only if she gave you your phone number.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. The phone number thing alone is already like criminal enough to let her go.
Cannot stress it enough that we did not agree with what Bianca has done.
She's like, leave us alone.
She was reprimanded for it. We are truly saddened by this as it's affecting our staff and salons, and we hope that you all can see and understand that it wasn't something we agreed on or approved on.
No, she went rogue.
Yeah, and I mean, that is what I figured.
This wasn't like a staff meeting that they're like, yes, go ahead.
There's sometimes that dynamics in places like that, like you can tell they're all in on it and doing weird shit.
Well, hairdressers, a lot of the time, they're setting their own prices. It's that they usually pay rent for their station. So they have the salon backing behind them, but they're not getting like a salary from the salon. They're making their own money.
Yeah.
And then they have to pay the salon to work there.
Right. They're like,
the salon can kick them out, obviously. Yeah. But so I feel like with hair salons in particular, there's not as much of a close dynamic necessarily between the business as the salon and the business as the hairdressers.
This is the owner now.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Maria Barca. I'm owner of Self Salon Williamsburg and Self Salon Bushwick. I want to share that I reached out to
you. Did she just change locations?
We had to move the hostage.
Maria, our previous client.
It's not the locations, it's just the camera. She's like pressing it and the phone's moving.
Sorry, Victoria, going on.
Our previous client, regarding this concerning matter that has left me alarmed. This is not a typical situation at Self Salon. Clients' information is private information is not easily accessible to anyone outside of management.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, no, it's literally they give it to the person at the front desk and then they put it on their thing in case you don't show up and they needed to call you.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not protocol to do that, but I think any hairstylist can go look at the computer.
It's not having access to it that's the concerning part. Like, I feel like obviously anyone that works there would have access. It's that you would take advantage of that access to
be weird
to exercise your personal agenda.
Yeah.
I am actively investigating how this incident has occurred.
Not the investigation.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
I'm not mad that the video was posted. I believe it reflects my commitment to the Bushwick and Williamsburg community that I've been serving for the last 24 years. If someone has a negative experience with one of my employees or at one of my locations, I'd want to know. I also want to clarify pricing. We offer fair, budget-friendly pricing.
No, I'm not even trying. We're not trying to make fun of her. I just am like, why were there so many cuts in the beginning when then there are no cuts now when there could have been?
I don't know.
Okay.
But also just like, it feels like ironic that she's stumbling over fair because like maybe she doesn't think it's fair.
Oh, that's why you're laughing. Maybe you would have put the jump cut there.
Our blonding services are $400 or less. We do offer hourly pricing, which includes a treatment, a haircut.
So then Bianca went super rogue and charged the almost $800.
But then she said right after that it's hourly.
A haircut, I'm so confused. A blow dry with no hidden extra fees. I wanted to end the video just letting you know that this situation is alarming and is also affecting many of my other stylists in my other salon. I hope to speak to the client in person or on the phone to resolve this matter.
I feel like it might affect potential new clients, I guess, but it's like hairdressers very much, I feel like, have their clientele. And like, if they didn't do anything, I don't think they'd be like, I heard that this other hairdresser went rogue and now I'm not going to go there anymore.
I mean, it went viral. It didn't go that viral.
I feel like they're trying to take, not responsibility, but like initiative to like really like shut it down. But
I feel like they're just speaking about social media. Like, oh, we're getting a lot of shit on social media and they're trying to maybe...
I guess. I just feel like at the end of the day, I'm like, I think everyone knows it's not your
fault. It's just that one lady.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we go any further, we have another word from another sponsor, Mint Mobile.
I love a great deal as much as the next person, but I don't want to have to jump through hoops to get it, and that's where Mint Mobile comes in.
So when Mint Mobile said it was easy to get a $15 a month wireless plan if you get their 3-month plan, we were like, I don't know about that. But you guys, turns out it is.
And all plans on Mint Mobile include high-speed data and unlimited talks and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
So you could watch plenty of Do We Know Them?
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry, because it's also really easy to switch between plans and switch between phones, because I know that can get kind of complicated, but they make it easy like everything else.
You just get a new SIM card, keep your phone number, pop it in there, and call it a day.
You're good to go.
So if you want to get this new customer offer with Mint Mobile, you can head over to mintmobile.com/EWKT and get their 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month.
Again, that's $15 a month if you go to mintmobile.com/DWKT, and that's $45 upfront payment. So, you know, that's equivalent to $15 a month. And this applies to new customers on a first 3-month plan only, speed slower or above 40 gigabytes on the unlimited plan, and additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And thank you so much to Mint Mobile for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Okay, this is the part two from Victoria's original video.
Hey guys, so Salon responded, but before I begin this video, I just wanted to thank all of you guys for being so supportive and for really building up my confidence in being able to tell the truth and my story. And honestly, it means so much to me. You guys don't even know. So after my initial video, I was done. I said my piece. I had nothing else to say, and I wasn't going to address the situation anymore. A lot of other new things took place. So here I am again. Now, I wasn't approached by the salon until 2 p.m. yesterday. I'm gonna go over the email in just a little bit. I found this strange because I know that they knew about this incident from early in the morning, that they liked the only comment defending their hairdresser, pretty much stating that I was full of shit.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh. Now, will we be able to read this? Of course not.
Hi, I go to Self and see, it's not Bianca, I don't think, and would never go to anyone else. She's upfront with her prices and color correction.
No, that is about Bianca, I think.
Oh, yep. So this is defending Bianca directly. She's upfront with her prices, her max for regular, but okay, not listing her prices for her. Like, okay.
Bianca said, paste this on the comments. Yes.
Her max for her regular balayage is $450, and it's listed on the website that 3 hours plus is an additional cost. She's extremely professional, talented. It says generous, but I thought it said gorgeous, and I was like, okay, you're doing too much.
Complimentary.
Generous and an absolute joy every time. So is everyone itself. They don't deserve the video saga and the harassment over social media.
Video saga? That's a bit much.
Don't believe everything you see just because someone has a large following, because one text is not harassment. I'm like, it was a pretty long text, but...
And it is when they didn't give you your number.
And also, I feel like it was the comments too.
But like, what the fuck?
And I think it was more than one text.
This is Bianca's burner account, allegedly.
One text is not harassment, but slandering a small business across multiple social media platforms is.
Okay, that's a bit much. And Bianca liked that.
Bianca liked it, or the Self liked it?
Oh.
That was what she was saying. The salon liked the...
Oh, let me replay that back then.
Done. I said my piece. I had nothing else to say. And I wasn't going to address the situation anymore. A lot of other new things took place. So here I am again. Now, I wasn't approached by the salon until 2 p.m. yesterday. I'm going to go over the email in just a little bit. I found this strange because I know that they knew about this incident from early in the morning, that they liked the only comment defending their hairdresser, pretty much stating that I was full of shit. The comment kind of says, I don't quite remember it, but it's going to be right here. Don't believe everything you see on the internet. I have all the proof.
That's wild.
I gave you everything you need to believe it. I found that extremely insulting, obviously. I assume she wanted it all to blow over. She completely ignored it. That she literally couldn't ignore it anymore. You commented on their TikTok, their Instagram, hairstylist TikTok, her Instagram. And then after they turned off their comments, it went on freaking Google and Yelp. So she finally decided to send me an email around 2 p.m., which we will go over. But I felt it to be the most disingenuous, cookie cutter corporate email I've ever seen. with no sincerity in it whatsoever. In the email, I was pretty offended, but I'm like, you know what? It's fine. We just don't need to continue this anymore. It's because you guys didn't stop. She created a response video, which we will also watch. Most of you guys saw right through it. You guys addressed your concerns. You left your comments, and then she turned off the comments. So there was nothing else we could have done. Now, dear Victoria, I wanted to take a moment to personally reach out and address the situation you experienced with our stylist, Bianca. First and foremost, I sincerely apologize for the discomfort and frustration this has caused you. You wanted to sincerely apologize? Why did you wait until 2 p.m. to do it?
Well, in the same day. Like, she said they knew since the morning. 2 p.m. is not like that.
How does she know they knew since the morning?
I guess because maybe that's when they
like. But yeah, and when you're a business owner, yeah, too, like, there's decisions that need to be made. You need to contact. Well, it's not even about being busy. It's like, how do we do this? What should we offer them? Like, you're trying to. So I don't.
It wasn't like multiple days. Like,
the time you were liking, the only positive comments you were getting defending your hairdresser that was harassing me. The more I sit with it and see how was handling it, can't help but believe just knew this was happening the entire time. If you were truly surprised, you would not wait to contact me. You would immediately contact me the second you knew that this huge PR disaster was happening.
No, instead, I disagree. You
decide hours, to, I feel like, you know, like is acceptable.
Pretty questionable. Share your alarm. Of course you do. It's incredibly important to us at Self. You'll notice that she promotes her brand a lot through this email. Something like this was to happen.
Promotes. Well, she didn't know that you were gonna read it.
Yeah, I was like, promotes is weird. It's just to you.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know,
I mean, I totally get why she's annoyed. They're liking the shady comments.
No, for sure. That negates it.
Yeah.
The stuff, these aspects aren't weird.
Red flag to me. Yeah.
Last thing I would be doing is promoting my brand, Self. Actively addressing the situation. Sure, I'd love to know what you are doing to handle this situation. Come to my attention that a stylist has reached out to you outside of the salon regarding your decision to visit another salon. No, that's not the only thing that happened. She didn't even reach out to me because I'm going to a different salon. She reached out to me, let me tell you why. Let's read it. Because I made her in your salon look bad, which never happened, to show me some facts, which she never did, and to respectfully tell me that she was no longer accepting me at your salon. But then she also made Instagram stories about me and comments
That's
on
harassment.
My videos yeah. that had to do with her. It's not the only thing that happened, and you just only focusing on that one thing? That's also a problem. This behavior is not acceptable. You're right. It's illegal. At Self Salon, here we go again. We pride ourselves on having a diverse.
That's how brands talk, though. Like, I feel like that's.
It's just, it's weird because there is, like, so many aspects she can focus on here, but that those is a random
are, those
one.
Are, like, the most normal things.
Yeah.
To a wide range of budgets, showcase various experiences. Let's just notice how they still haven't taken any accountability for Bianca's actions. We're only prioritizing the financial aspect of this. It's strange to me because why would they be standing in support of their employee who was harassing me, clearly wrong, and jeopardizing not only their salon, but their other hairstylists? She wasn't involved in giving her my phone number or this whole entire scenario. I can't imagine why she would still be supporting her. You know, hourly is not for everyone, every service. Something isn't with your budget, expectations. I just want to remind you guys, this video was not supposed to happen. The first one was my last one. If you choose to visit us again, girl, if you choose to visit us again, do you think I will? I'd be more than happy to pair you with a different stylist who aligns better with your preferences and budget. It's not.
That's a little weird.
You could have given her a free.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I mean, clearly she's not going back to the same one. So like,
yeah, that's. We have other stylists. It's yeah, like, I know.
The budget. This is borderline disrespectful. Treating me like I'm a lower class citizen to you. Like I'm in shambles over this $800. I've stated this before. It's not about the $800. I will pay your $800 if you let me know. But you didn't let me know. That's the problem. I really empathize with your feelings, disappointment. I bet you.
Okay. I mean, I guess for me, kind of like being alarmed over losing $800 isn't insinuating that you're a lower class citizen, which already that term is like kind of dumb. It's like $800 for your hair is a lot for literally 90% of people.
Yeah.
So that
I just feel like we're mixing a lot of things. I'm like, it was
fucked. We're losing the plot.
Yeah. Like the phone number, she shouldn't have gone. I don't think the manager gave her the phone number. I think, again, they put it next to the appointment.
Yeah. Well, and also, yeah, I would think the stylist would need it.
To contact them if they don't show up or if they're late. Like, that's literally, I've seen my hairdresser make my appointments before. And it's like a calendar thing. And they click on it. And it's like, they type your name in and your info autofills and your phone number goes there.
Right. Yeah, that's weird.
What you do, we strive to create a welcoming professional environment. I regret that we felt short in your case. Yes, you did. Please know that I appreciate your willingness to bring this issue to attention. All right. From their standpoint,
you don't.
Make things right. Was this the attempt? If there's anything more I can do, what did you do in the first place? nothing was done. Any other further concerns? Yes, I do. And there's about a million of other people that share the same exact concern I do. What's going on with the harassment part? Please don't hesitate to reach out directly.
They didn't offer anything free?
Yeah, okay. That's so horrible.
That's insane.
Business 101, free stuff. Here,
all free stuff. Always, immediately, like free haircut. Right up, free blow dry.
First of all,
free gloss appointment.
The first thing, if I own this salon, the first thing I would
do is whole hair appointment free.
Whatever you paid, I'm refunding it. It's already refunded.
Yeah.
So whether you want it or not, it's coming to your account.
Yeah.
Out of my pocket. Don't care.
Yeah.
And then just like a genuine sorry. I wouldn't assume she would want to come back, but I would offer that if she wanted to come back, that we would give her a free service or something.
Yeah. Like even if she didn't retroactively pay for the last one, say that she's not going to want to come in for the next one. So I guess it would be better to pay for the one she already went to. But like something completely free.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you can have a discount for your next time if you do want to come back, and we'll get you a different stylist because we've already let go and let her know in the email that you've let go of her, because that didn't happen, did it?
No.
They only let her go afterwards. She didn't mention.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They didn't mention that.
So
they only said it online when people that were would like, be are like, you fucking kidding?
No, you tell her right up front that we have solved the problem, because the problem was a rogue employee. That does not reflect who we are as a business. We got rid of her.
Yeah, just make sure not to say the business name.
That's
the real problem.
Back to the stylist in question.
Make is the plans.
So you guys can't read what the person said to her, but I'm just going to read the response. Me. Thank you so much for those who have been there for me while I'm receiving death threats over hair.
Oh, brother.
This guy's dead. Let's see him. Let's see the death threats. I never see him.
At this point, I'm going to start asking, I need to see the death threats. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be insensitive.
I need
just
to know if they are death threats, and I need to know if there were ever any to begin with, because I'm skeptical.
And honestly, I don't even count. We've talked about this
before. Of what qualifies as a death threat.
Yeah, we need it to be like a hefty, like, I know where you live. just like, you suck, you shouldn't exist, not a death threat. So like,
rude, awful,
horrible.
Don't leave him.
At the same time, but
threat implies that you are scared.
I'm sick and tired. Every person who gets canceled on the internet, I'm getting death threats.
Yeah.
Okay, show us. We want to see it.
Girl, no, people are not messaging you or commenting because of hair. They're commenting because you've been harassing me. Let's not try to play the victim now, because where was this energy? Where was this energy? There's always three sides to the story. So are you admitting that your side is a
weird time to bring that quote up?
Yeah, which one are you?
There's three sides to every story. My side, your side, the truth. Okay, so what's the truth?
I have a message from your client right here, and they said that you actually didn't want to give them a blowout.
Not the blowout.
I don't know if they're aware of this, but I did get a message also from another salon stating you were let go because you didn't have certain criteria to keep you there. You guys can read it.
Okay, that's all anecdotal, and that's pretty much all she provides,
but
so we'll end it there.
Someone makes an allegation that Bianca doesn't have a cosmetology license.
That's wild. I doubt that's true. You do have to be careful when you go viral and then people start messaging you like that, because they're probably, a lot of them are not.
That is, those are the clout gremlins.
Mm-hmm. But that's pretty much it. It went super viral, and just recently is when the owner and the manager responded. And from what we know, they're not the bad guys. People like Bianca, like, I don't think this is the first person that Bianca would have done this to.
No. I also am curious who mans the Instagram account. Who liked the comment?
Right. It could have been Bianca.
Because rarely is the owner or the manager going to be the person doing that.
No. But I wouldn't be surprised if the owner had no fucking clue how things were run. The manager, a little bit different. I think that the manager can dictate a little bit more of the actual environment in the salon. The owner doesn't even probably go there.
Yeah. And especially because there's two.
No. And I think that also her not letting go of Bianca until it basically got to the point where she had to is weird as fuck.
Yeah.
If she was really appalled and it was really this like, oh my God, you took a number, which honestly, if that's not a norm for them, that would be appalling. That would be fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
That would have been an immediate fire.
I get the vibe that they probably do have this situation a lot, but people don't post on social media about it because, like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like something a lot of people are going to run to social media for, so they probably don't have to deal with much.
This as often.
Yeah. But again, I think if you have hourly rates at a hair place,
right,
and knowing that, like, one, hairdressers can get distracted, it gets a little too wishy-washy, I think, with what the rates would be just based on the conditions
in
which they're working or the conditions of the hair. So, like, hourly rates, I would just stay away.
I would
from.
Never do it.
Yeah.
I would, no offense to any hairstylists out there. It may be a thing.
Just charge more up front. Have your flat rate be more. Like, it's not like don't charge for your time, but it seems like that's a little...
What the fuck is this? I just... First of all, but then Victoria kind of lost me too there for a little bit. I was like, girl, what are we talking about? Like, I don't know.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
The email critique.
Yeah. I get why she does not like Bianca. Bianca was
for sure. No,
wild.
She's Victoria's in the right. 100%. Yeah, absolutely. I just think, especially when people bring stuff like this to social media, sometimes they get really caught up in it and they do focus on very minute details. And it's like, let's stick to the plot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, that's that topic. You guys, moving on to God knows fucking what is happening with Aspen Ovard and her soon-to-be ex-husband, Parker Ferris. Yeah, that's his name. I know his name's Parker, but I forgot his last name.
I have always been familiar with who she was because she was in the same kind of like beauty lifestyle
sphere.
I was going to say sphere, but era as Megan Rosette, our good friend. Megan wanted a shout out.
She wanted it at the beginning.
Whoops.
Megan, we fucking forgot. Megan Ranks is our very close friend.
Known as Megan Rosette.
Yes. She gets very upset that when we shout her out, you guys don't go to like her Instagram and like message and comment on her stuff. So we'll just leave that right here. Go give her some love so she leaves us alone.
No, Megan is a actual friend of the show.
Yeah.
And a longtime personal friend. And I used to edit when she was Megan Rosette still. And she would do
Megan
all
Rosette.
The fucking...
Like giving Jessica Urban.
I know. I love it so much. But yeah, so I knew who Aspen was because it was that same like kind of, there was probably a dozen of them, I feel like, that all made similar content. It was like very much like get ready with me or like braid tutorials or like a day in my life. And they like film themselves like fake waking up and everything's all perfect and like fall decorating and like candle haul.
Very cookie cutter. Yeah.
Yeah. Very like beginning of YouTube lifestyle vlogging.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
But I haven't followed her as of late. I knew she got married and I knew that she had some kids and didn't really come up on my feed much. But then randomly, the last like month or two, she has been. I heard that she had gotten divorced.
Yes.
And I don't even remember where I saw that, but I like knew that that happened. And then I see her posting videos after that. And it was like her talking about how it was hard and like how she didn't, I think she was saying she didn't want to say anything bad.
That was actually like her main focus in speaking about her divorce was saying, I'm not going to speak about it, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no interest in sharing too much about this.
And then I started seeing things that were about her, but she wasn't posting them. It was now like other people reposting things and kind of like looking into things and trying to piece things together. And it was some stuff I was like, what's happening?
Honestly, everything was relatively normal for a long time. I think like a couple months at least, like since it was announced.
Her trying to kind of like navigate her influencer life, like as a single mom.
Yeah. And then it wasn't so normal anymore. Like it seemed like literally, I will show you because she started like easing in. So it went from, I'm not going to talk about this to like, okay, this may be
like
the only
teasing
thing
it
I
a
say.
Little. And then all of a sudden it was like, whoa,
it went really hard. She does start hinting at like what went wrong.
This is one of the first ones that I saw that I was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
My mom also stayed and I consider myself to be so extremely fortunate to be in a position where I was able to leave. And I know that I said I wasn't really going to talk about this a lot, but the other day when I was feeling very cutesy and very demure, I didn't know what I know now. You know who did? Everybody else. Everybody else knew the whole time. I mean, I don't even know what to say. There is nothing that could have hurt me more. And don't worry, I do have therapy tomorrow. I'm starting.
When I'm watching this and I'm like, what did everyone know? I was so in the dark. Lost. And she kept just referring to things. And I was like, What do you mean? What hurt you? What have you now found out that you didn't know before? Did he cheat on her?
Said ahead of time that he didn't cheat. I think the two things she said is he didn't cheat. He's not gay. Those were like the two things that she addressed.
Oh, because the gay thing, I started seeing assumptions of that after this video because she had posted something else and everyone was saying it. So then I saw that video and then I came back to this video and I was like, is that what she's hurt by? And that's what everyone else knew. And she just like, but then I saw that that wasn't it. And so then I'm still kind of baffled at what is happening.
So I don't know what is the best way to explore this, because at this point I had no idea what anyone was talking about, but it was already out there. What we are assuming is what she's talking about. So I feel like maybe we just talk about that and then watch the other videos for context to see how it kind of snowballs.
I guess otherwise we're just going to be confused, because that's how the order I've watched them in. Right. I have been so confused and I haven't had the time to really look into it. Right. So,
but basically what has happened is that allegedly, okay, this is people piecing together things and her very much directly and indirectly being like, yep,
that's I was going to say, because she's alluding to stuff. She's not like not talk, like she's saying
she
stuff
knows this
like
is the main theory.
Okay.
So if it was wrong, she would have had to get on TikTok and be like, hey, guys, like, stop speculating. She actually, quite the opposite, has been like, give me your guesses. Like, why do you think we've got divorced? Like, yeah, literally we'll say that. She's in a silly, goofy mood lately, I'll just say.
Well, and that's, I've seen her posted, but she's like, when you're messy on the internet and getting, and like, yeah, she knows what she's doing and it's funny, kind of. But it's also I'm a little worried.
So, okay, basically, people are under the impression that Aspen never got along with Parker's family. There's a lot of evidence and lore that they have from being just like viewers for a long time. Like, for instance, I saw people saying she never hangs out with their family. They don't take pictures together. They don't spend Christmas together. The only person that she would even interact with was like his sister. So already some strenuous stuff there. And nobody knows, like, obviously the behind the scenes, but it makes all of this so much worse, because there was a few things people noticed aside from the Reddit thing, which the Reddit thing is like the bomb. But basically things like Aspen does not show her children on the internet, and like his mom would post pics of the kids. Now she's private because of all of this, and people have kind of figured things out and got on her page and death threats, I'm assuming. That is a huge boundary. Like, if I told my mom like don't do that and she did it anyway, I would be furious. So that's the like kid thing, which already would piss me the fuck off.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine what has gone on behind the scenes with his mom. Like, I am sure there has been everything from probably like her postpartum. She probably has a bunch of shit that mom did and like said, and things that she said and done with the kids that have really bothered her boundaries. And I would imagine, this is just a guess, my theory is that Parker probably didn't defend Aspen enough. And that's so painful. And when you're just like, oh my God, you literally don't give a shit about me. Like, it's like, you can love your mom and care for your mom, but I'm also your partner. And like, there has to
be a new responsibility to your family that is your chosen family now. Also,
yes,
like, you have kids.
Also, I think like even beyond that, there's situations where it's like there is just lack of respect in general, and it doesn't matter who is committing that lack of respect. Like, that person needs to be put in their place.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, Aspen says so and then you just have to do it.
Oh, no, he should want to defend her.
Yeah. And I mean, that's his kids too. Yeah.
No, that's, it's like when you're committing to someone, like, this is your family now too.
Right.
Like, yeah. So, and you chose them.
Yeah. It's a slap in the face when you just let your partner kind of just.
Well, and it's crazy because I think why this started really blowing up on TikTok, because like Aspen's a big creator. She has
very,
like, a lot of, I don't know, is YouTube her main thing still? Or does TikTok probably?
I think, literally just recently TikTok.
Yeah.
But.
Well, because that's what I was going to say. I think the reason it went so viral on TikTok is because the mom, any other family members, that was not even remotely on my radar. So I assume when I see a video like that, it was about Parker. So I think people saw that. They're like, oh, yeah, didn't she get divorced? And they assume it must be about him. But then her longtime viewers and people that know more of the lore are
together.
Like, no, that's not what she's talking about. And then you rewatch it through that lens and you're like, oh.
Exactly. So what I believe she's talking about, and I do want to just mention that this is all speculation, okay, but there's a Reddit user by the name of outrageous_spray9105. But this is a person that posted on the Aspen Ovard snark page, which snark pages in general, yikes. Like, I get it. Like, fun times, let's talk some shit on the internet. It's usually just like,
there's a spectrum, but a lot of them get very, very, like, not okay very quickly.
Yeah, it also feels like intense, like, nitpicking in the nastiest way possible. Like, you can breathe wrong and they're just like fucking nasty. Well, like,
and it's just like, it's not even just being like, because there's that, and I haven't looked at it. I know we have one, but
we do.
Yeah.
Oh,
I haven't looked at it. I couldn't bear.
No, brother.
But it's that, it's not even just the nitpicky stuff. It's that major invasions of privacy.
Right.
Like, and doxing and shit, a lot to, like, to even people in, like, that are connected to them or like just things that are way crossing the line that it's like, if you don't like them, why are you spending this much time?
It becomes obsessive and weird.
It's crazy.
It's one thing to talk shit, you know, and then just move on and have an opinion on maybe one thing someone does and just talk about it and then leave. But these people watch everyone's every move, and it's very scary. It's scary. So this person, outrageous_spray9105, commented some things on the Aspen Ovart snark that were concerningly on the nose. And unless their name is Sloan Bella, I don't know how the fuck they would have known this, because it was things that only someone that was in the family would know. And what I mean is that, for instance, Aspen, when she had her last child, who I think is not even a year old, gave birth prematurely and was like backlogged on content because she likes to have, you know, her privacy, and that's totally fine. Had the baby early, baby was in the NICU, was still posting pregnancy content. And then in comes outrageous_spray9105 saying baby is born. The baby was born a couple of weeks ago. Not sure why she is lying about this. Her name is, which is the baby's name. That did turn out being true. And spoiler alert, people think this is the mother-in-law. This is Parker's mom.
The only other thing that I just thought of right now is how much was the mom posting
on her Instagram?
Yeah.
She's private, so I wouldn't even know.
So, because like that's the only other explanation, is that it indirectly is because of the mom, because she was posting stuff ahead of time, like baby is born, blah, blah, blah.
From what I understand, and people who have been following this closely and like have screenshots from the mom's Instagram.
She wasn't posting that the baby was born. The name was, it was just like,
no, it was okay, on the subreddit. Yeah.
Because otherwise, yeah, it's like no one would have that information unless someone directly linked to the family told them, or it was someone directly in the family.
And then she responds to someone that commented under that, it's deleted now, saying, absolutely, she just posts a lot of quote unquote untruths about things in general. I'm sure everyone else does too. After all, that's what people want to see, a perfect lifestyle, not one filled with craziness. Baby is doing fine, even being born so early. That's all that matters.
That's so, what a weird thing to say. Like, no, she just wants some, maybe privacy to have her baby and like.
Well, yeah, and if you even like look to the bottom of this, it's like, what's the crime that she doesn't want to tell people in real time? She'll eventually share that she had the baby. It's not a lie.
It's not untrue. It's just like she's delaying it so she cannot have to worry about
her baby's in the NICU. That is like one of the most traumatizing things to experience.
People don't want to see something filled with craziness, or maybe you just don't want to have to post about your baby being in the NICU because you're worried about the baby in the NICU.
My question when I saw all of this was just like, why would you post this being someone that, like, when everyone would look at you would know that it's like, oh, you're someone close, like you have to be someone in the family.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It has to be someone either in her immediate family or someone like one degree of separation away, but then like that's weird.
Yeah,
like what would that person,
why are they so invested? This gives shitty mother-in-law, but I could be wrong. This is all alleged, of course. Anyway, next post. Mind you, this was all around the same time, 191 days ago. What's the math on that? I don't know. Someone comments and asks for proof, and then she responds saying, truth is the only proof needed. It's like, truth according to who?
Okay, QAnon, like what?
Then someone responded, claiming truth doesn't make it true. And then there's a deleted response we can't see anymore, to which she replies, or whoever this is, replies, don't need proof. Truth is on my side. Trust. Baby is here. Like, that's so, first of all, allegedly, if this is the mother-in-law, that's your fucking grandchild.
That's the thing. I'm like, what do you, who?
Weirdo.
Who's the, like,
narcissist? Like, yeah, I'm, I was sorry. Like,
who are you trying to like get to here?
She wants a one up.
Yeah, it's just fucking weird.
Yeah, don't use your grandchild's fucking birth, especially she's a premature baby. Also, would just like to point out that this snark Reddit is out of their fucking minds, because she's getting upvoted, and anybody who's like bringing any sort of rationale is getting downvoted to hell. So she said that don't need proof, whatever, that got upvoted. Then this person responds, it hasn't been confirmed what the baby's name is, girly. Downvoted 34 times.
That's insane. Like, and then the response is, like I said, it is. Why would someone lie? What do you mean? Why? And 50 upvotes.
Why is anyone believing someone with no picture? Outrageous_spray9105. Like, what is fucking happening right now?
Why would someone lie? Are you kidding? Have you been on Reddit before?
Oh, this one got upvoted. All of your posts are stuff you pulled out of your ass. That one got 38 upvotes. Okay. Sure. Maybe I spoke too soon about the subreddit. Maybe they do know what they're talking
about. But then also there's more that are upvoted.
Then she deleted a response, but then followed it up with, sorry, but they are true. Baby is here. Stop saying her name.
And I don't like it. Baby.
Yeah. Like, that's fucking gross. Someone responded, if it's true, you would have something to show for it. And she responds, like what? A birth certificate? Trust. They are true. She was born on the 13th of March and was in the NICU.
Well, that just shows it's because these people can't fathom that it would be a family member, because that seems so like, why would you do that? So they're like, well, how did you find out? There has to be like something on the internet that you found out from. Right. But this lady is like, Nope, I was there.
I doubt she was there. But also, God, to release that she was in the NICU and stuff, like, just so many things about it is so bad.
It's just like, why would you?
Well, she obviously seems like
a narcissist that wants the attention. Like but it's just like, this isn't like, ooh, I have the tea on aspirin. It's like, no, why are you like such
what
a
I
weird
would imagine
thing to
is
be
that
like
it's one
exposing.
Of those like boy moms that are obsessed with their children and low-key want to make out with them, but then also simultaneously it's not just Aspen, it could have been anybody.
Yeah,
and they're never going to be good enough. You suck, you're a fucking piece of shit, and always
and then she and has a, and now she has found a group of people that also hate and resent her for no reason.
Yeah, and I also, I mean, she may love her grandchildren, and this is all alleged, we don't know if this is her, but that seems to be what the people are thinking. I've seen in situations like this that mother-in-laws like literally will love the grandchildren less because it's her child.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It might be Parker's child, but it's also Aspen's. Yeah. I'm like, oh god. Or like when they look like the mom.
I was
like,
just gonna say it depends on like how much they
it's
take after them.
It's
and, like,
crazy. It's very
or
very
if,
troubling.
If they do something wrong, then those are the negative traits that they're like, that's because of that. But anything positive is
exactly this is not giving someone that gives a shit about Aspen's postpartum anything, nor their grandchild who's in the NICU, because fuck you.
And again, this information isn't like super valuable.
You know those people like that do interviews almost on Reddit that they'll be like insiders doing, they'll answer questions. Do you know what I mean?
Like AMAs.
AMAs, yes. They'll do that in snark Reddits or something sometimes when it has to do with someone that maybe did something bad, or they'll be like, I was a friend of them or whatever. But it's usually not for shit like this. Like, what did she do?
That's the thing. I'm like, this isn't like, oh, I have the real truth of like, no, like, just leave her alone. Literally, like, what do you, I don't get it.
This is honestly like a monstrous thing to do to someone. Then this post is someone posting divorce, separation. Does anyone else feel like something has to be up with their relationship? Which honestly, to me, I'm like, get a life.
I'm like, oh my god, like maybe be in a relationship of your own if you get, like, why do you care so much?
I beg. I mean, I get it, some people get like vibes and stuff, but like if it's gonna happen, you'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't imagine.
Or maybe someone will come on and tell you earlier like this.
Yeah. Ocean Spray. Oh. Outrageous Spray will come in and let you know what's going on. Anyway, Outrageous Spray responds, their new baby was born a couple of weeks ago, and Aspen filed for a divorce a couple of days ago, so it's a big mess. From everything that I've seen of how Aspen describes it, she knew that obviously when you file for divorce, it's public, and like,
but you'd have to look for it, and people aren't looking for divorce records every day.
No, I mean, it seems like maybe the audience did have feelings, but like, I
don't feel
believe
like most people are going and searching, and I feel like there's a huge delay of when they're actually put online and you can access them. You have to usually pay for some of those websites.
I know people going through a divorce that are famous online, and people find it. They do, eventually. If they
eventually
stop seeing someone in content or something, they're like, What I will say is that I believe, because Aspen seems like, you know, I knew they were going to be public. I just didn't think that literally like the day I file basically is when people are going to blow this up.
Yeah.
I do think that this Outrageous Spray person would have prompted people to look into it and then blast it. And then
they would have provided the proof. It wouldn't have just been like them saying it. Yeah.
Someone posted one of her like pregnancy posts, and I don't know what it said. The beginning says, for someone who doesn't want anyone to blank, 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 whatever, dot, dot, dot. Why did I say blank, blank, blank? Anyway,
there
you
was,
get it.
It seemed there because there's more to that sentence. Yeah.
And she responds, she already had the baby a couple of weeks ago. Her name is Aspen is crazy. Seems like you're the crazy one, ma'am or sir. Definitely ma'am. Definitely the mother-in-law, allegedly.
That or it's a hospital employee. Like, this is.
Look at this. More. Rumor has it she's had her baby. Outrageous Spray. She has had her on the 13th. Her name is.
Ew, I hate this person.
Did she just have it like on copy paste and was like, her name is.
No, because it's a different wording every time.
That is so embarrassing. Someone responded, I'm going to choose not to believe you unless you have any proof. And even if it is true, I don't think it's fair that you spread it before Aspen even gets a chance to. Thank you, human being who actually has a moral compass.
Literally.
She responds, you can believe me or not. It's the truth. Aspen is not the person you see online and seem to admire so much. Already dead giveaway that you know her in real life, you idiot. Like, what? Can you play it cool if you're going to try to be like deep-seating things? What the fuck?
This is insane.
She could have at least tried to be. What's that one lady that was on her snark Reddit and everyone caught her and it was so embarrassing?
I don't remember what her name
was. But she could have at least tried.
Yeah.
Like, give us
something. No, this is. And like, where she'd like shit talk her sometimes, but that, they were like, She goes on to say, she is absolutely crazy and thrives on chaos. Her beautiful girls are the ones that will suffer.
Yeah,
fuck
seems
off.
Like you're contributing to the suffering. Leave them alone. Someone said, I hope they get divorced. Parker and the girls deserve better. And then Outrageous Spray says, yes, he does. She is crazy. Go make out with your son, ma'am. Go. Nobody's stopping you. Except I think the state laws, but I don't know. everything I've seen about Aspen, and I don't know her.
Delightful.
She seems like a great mom.
You only know Parker because of what she's shown you.
Aspen.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the first person?
No, to the, like, Parker and the girls deserve better.
Like, you don't know him. So bizarre.
So then someone says, she's always been unhinged. Go look at her old tweets from her private account. She puts on a fake persona for social media.
I don't know anything about that. Yeah, I don't know. I was like, maybe another day. this is a bit much.
But then Outrageous Spray says, yep, she sure does put on a fake persona. She is seriously unhinged! Exclamation mark.
Unlike you. You're totally sane and have quite the life.
No unhinged behavior here. Needs to be medicated.
Oh, fuck
Maybe
you.
Maybe she is. If so, she needs more.
That's not how that works.
Medicated for what? Her fans would be shocked if they ever saw the real Aspen. Thank God her girls have their daddy. Oh my God.
I'm not going to say it, but you know what I'm thinking.
Just tell me you're Parker's mom without telling you're Parker's mom. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
So that's the lore, okay? That is the lore of what we believe she is talking about, where she's saying, like, everyone knew. I think that she's talking about this. And I mean, this is a popular theory. A lot of people think this. And again, if she didn't agree, she could have shut that down and just been like, you guys are way off. But she seems to be kind of without confirming.
Feeding
it.
The beast, yeah. Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's someone who betrayed the fuck out of their family.
Absolutely. Period. And it's crazy because, so I hadn't read any of these screenshots. Jesse and I were talking about it. She mentioned the theory right. as a whole, but oh my God, that's the first time I've seen those, and I'm like, holy shit.
Bizarre. Like, so now much worse than I thought.
Now it kind of makes sense how unhinged Aspen has been being.
I would be grinding on your son,
She'd
too.
Be like, oh, you want to see unhinged, bitch?
I will ride your son's dick right in front of you.
She does.
We'll get to that in a second. Anyway, okay, so it started from her saying, like, okay, everyone else knew the whole time. And to me, or like passerbyers like us, we just didn't really know what she was talking about.
I thought it was about Parker.
It was a snowball that was like kind of slow at first, and then we'll get to the fast part. But she doesn't know how much she wants to share is what we're talking about here. But in this TikTok, she's basically trying to like even understand herself how much she wants to share. And everything that I'm gathering from this is like very much she's trying to navigate this and doesn't even know what her next move is.
When she probably also like, she probably wants to full on just like blast the fuck out of her, but also doesn't know how that's going to affect her kids in the future and like her relationship with Parker, what's left of it.
And also she says that Parker, she insinuates he lied to her for like a decade. So some people were speculating that maybe she thought he knew and then maybe found out he didn't know. And that's why she kind of like allowed him back in. I don't know what he lied to her about. It could have been something financial or like, we don't know, but I don't know that he would have known about this. And like,
well, how long was she doing it? That wasn't a decade though.
No, his mom was just going buck wild a couple months ago.
Yeah. So like that probably wouldn't be the lie she's even referring to, but
that part, the reason why they got divorced is still vague, but like, honestly, personally, I don't care. Like, it's just, that's your business.
That's the thing. That's why I think it's so weird about like the, even the snark, like, oh, what's going on with her? I'm like,
not your business.
Yeah.
And like, if Aspen or Parker came out with like a crazy story online, then it's our business. But like, if not, then it's not. So when I just
You're not gonna find out until they tell you,
right?
Unless fucking Ocean Spray
unless Ocean Spray comes in.
It's her new name.
Anyway, so in this one she's kind of like reiterating that like, I don't know how much to share.
I keep filming this and then starting over because I literally don't know what to say and I don't know where to go from here. Seriously, like, I don't know. I keep trying to decide like how much is too much to share, and obviously my top priority is my kids, but for me to just completely suffer in silence when I couldn't even have ever imagined that this would happen, which is actually hilarious because looking back now I'm like, it's on me at this point for missing all the signs that were there. Like, just the fact that I never picked up on anything is actually
if we're referring to that, I don't
insane.
Know. I think that.
That's the craziest part of it all. I don't know.
Are you saying you didn't pick up on the fact that your hated alleged mother-in-law is like a raging bitch?
Or that she hated her so much,
and
I guess.
Was malicious.
But that's
she's
also
probably so passive-aggressive.
Well, and that's also, though, why I think a lot of people were like listening to stuff like this, and they're like, oh, was Parker gay? Like, you didn't pick up on the signs.
Oh, yeah, because they didn't know the context. Yeah.
And she clarifies later that she's like, I would never out someone.
Absolutely.
And
not.
So it's like, that's not the problem.
I know people are like tuned in to whatever. And genuinely, I'm not trying to just string along this like, whatever. Like, you guys know I love a little funny video with a funny sound. But I'm not laughing. It's actually not funny. Am I going to stop posting videos like that? Probably not, because I think it's just a way that I cope.
To which I say, I think that in general, post whatever you want. Like, there's some people that are like, But, like, you know, you're just staying vague and, like, okay, we don't need to know details about their fucking relationship or their trauma or, like, how that ended. Like, it's fine. What I do think is that it's actually quite refreshing to see this, not to bring up Rug Lady, but you see someone like Rug Lady who was so dedicated to doing things just for her audience and mm-hmm. how nasty that got versus someone like this that's just, like, doing I'm going to do herself. Whatever feels yeah. right. And, like, if it's funny, silly, goofy, then it is. If it's sad and I'm crying, then it is. Like, I find that incredibly refreshing, and I think that's how people should do things on the internet. Like, if you're not going to be super calculated and just post like very intentional things, then be like this, like just be real.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, then she talks about like the complications with like being friends with Parker versus just like being co-parents and stuff. And I'm sure it's complicated. And like, again, I don't personally, I don't feel
I'm not
like
invested
it.
In
no,
their,
yeah. not at all. But then she posted this one sound, you know, the sound that's like, do you know you have 30 minutes?
30, yes.
It's my favorite. I love it. But she put a caption that said, when I'm trying to explain to him that people are about to be over our crap and this is his time to launch his TikTok career by really leaning into the villain arc, so he needs to hurry. Which is funny. After this, she just went off that day. I don't know what got into her, but this was the TikTok that just rocked yeah, everyone's yeah. world.
Wait, because also it was because a lot of people like me are just seeing the other Same. Stuff. So you're thinking she's talking about Parker and their divorce and that's all that's going on. And it's not about this whole other completely different
like,
arc.
Yeah, his potentially insane mother.
You see videos of her talking like, I was lied to for a decade and like all this stuff. I don't even know how to talk about it. And then this and you're like, whiplash, what's yeah. going on?
She puts on screen pulling a Ken Urich right now. Don't know the lore. She's sitting on Parker's lap for those that are just listeners.
And he's just and like looking at
they're
the
like, she's over him. She's drinking a martini too, period. She's definitely feeling a little tipsy, a little loose.
I'm not familiar with the lore either, but I'm pretty sure Ken Urich was dating someone and then like shit talked him and was like, he's the fucking worst. And then like posted, she's like, well, I mean, we're back together. It's fine. Like,
get over it, guys.
Yeah,
stop.
Literally.
And then I wrote here, literally rides him, LMAO.
The way I saw this is that someone else had posted something of her talking about something else. And it.
Oh my God, is she blurring it? Because like his beepee's
yes.
hard? It's hard?
Yes.
Oh my God, how scandalous. I didn't even think about that. I thought her cooter cat was out somehow, no. like a lip or something.
No. No, well, so that's, people were splicing together like a back and forth of like her saying, like talking negatively and thinking it was about Parker. And then this is just like flashes in between. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah,
and then
the
all
subtle
of a sudden, the comments are like, not the censoring his chub.
Oh my God. I fucking hate that word.
But you can see his feet, people zoomed into it, and like
not the dogs hanging out.
Oh my
Please.
God.
Oh yeah, she's just like grinding on him. Anyway, so
and no, but then that's captioned. It's yeah, a whole new meaning.
Yeah. Yeah, so the caption's wild because it says, she might be a mama bear, but I am mother, in all caps.
And then on the screen it also says, his mom can't do what I can.
Okay, that's wild. She wants to though. What I will say is that this is in reference, and the reason why I waited until this one to show is because I don't know exactly when it happened, but I think it was when she started the silly goofy TikToks is when the mother-in-law posted, I think. What she's responding to is an Instagram story post from Aspen's mother-in-law before she went private, where it is an AI bear. And it's that song that's like, bitch, are you dumb? I think, right? Stupid, are you dumb? Right?
I think it's that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. And it literally says in all caps, stop! Okay, right next to the bear's
what
mouth.
What is happening?
And then it says, Mama Bear is coming out. Stay tuned. Would you like to hear another side of the story? Yes or no? Aspen's like, let me go ride your son's dick really quick, actually.
This is insane.
Right? The AI bear?
Insane
just
behavior.
Like the whole thing.
All, I mean, mostly the AI bear, actually.
It's a lot. It's a lot. But the mom is wild. And that was very, I mean, it was giving Ocean Spray, right? Like, it was kind of like, stop. All caps. Then she says like she just does a TikTok the next day saying like, I think I'm going crazy, like I don't know what's happening.
Oh, Aspen. I was like, yeah, because the mom, she no. I mean, she is going crazy. Yeah, she lost a while
she
ago,
lacks the self-awareness to understand that though.
Guys, I fear I might be going crazy, and I think that I'm okay with it. I think the reality is that I truly am a shell of a human, and I think that I will be for a long time, if not forever. The grief from that is definitely going to come in waves for me, but I don't want to talk about it all the time. And I also feel like what has worked well for me before when I'm just navigating something new is like figuring it out and then talking about it later, which is kind of what I did when I decided I was okay with like having an alcoholic drink or like taking a gummy or something, or what I would have liked to do with my divorce in the beginning if it hadn't been posted about before I talked about it. But so that is very deep to me in real life to actually deal with that and navigate that. But making funny TikToks is just funny.
Well, and letting people kind of speculate, but it's like harmless speculation.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I think that people like take it really weird and they're just like, what the hell? Like, you're trying to string us along. If your ex-husband didn't cheat on you, and like, obviously it was a reason, you know, big enough for you to get divorced and whatever, but like, most people probably like have sex with their exes and stuff.
That's not like an uncommon thing.
No, yeah. I used to do that all the time. It almost was better after. It's just like,
there's like some tension built up as well. Yeah. And it's just like, why do you care?
Right?
Like, no one's, if they're not bothered, then why are you?
Yeah, it's a bit much.
It's interesting because like, if they broke up for unrelated reasons or like whatever, and then what brought them back together is like
his shitty mom.
Oh my God, that would be such like a
very slay.
Yeah.
The mom girl bossed a little too close to the sun. So she posts this TikTok with music that says, friendly reminder that I got married at 19 to my first boyfriend ever, which is wild. This is my first breakup ever. I've never had a chance to be crazy and who knows if I ever will again. So I'm going to take it and run with it for as long as I can to get it out of my system while rediscovering myself, who I am, what I like, and all the rest of it. If you are along for the ride and get it, I love you. If you aren't, these videos are not for you and you're not fine. Honestly,
I like her.
Yeah, me too. She did a story time. Honestly, we don't even need to watch it because she didn't. Spoiler alert, she didn't say anything really. It was like kind of the same thing. And like, I just think that it's awful that anybody would be a part of a family. Like, I have people in my family I don't agree with and that we fight.
But they're not
Dead to me. Like, it would be on site if I ever saw
them again. Even just like, oh, you're dead. It's just like,
ew.
What is wrong with you?
It's disturbing to have that much of a hater so close to you. Yeah. Like, it's actually scary.
Yeah.
Like, normally these people that are on these snark Reddits are so detached and like, I'm never going to see
They've built up this weird villain story in their head, but it's like, no, this person is like,
we've spent time together.
They know you and they are that like, oh my God. Given the circumstances, I think she's handling it quite well.
Right? I would be crashing out on the internet. I'd be like, well, maybe I wouldn't.
I feel like I just wouldn't have posted. I would be disappeared, gone.
That's what I probably, I reclude in situations like that. But like, all in all though, I just feel so horrible for Aspen and like the fact that things like her child being in the NICU
I think that's one of the wildest things to me is like, not only is this hatred being targeted at Aspen by the alleged mother-in-law, but why would you want the kids dragged in? Like, why would you want to expose and compromise their privacy when those are your grandkids?
Right.
Like, I just don't get it.
I know. Well, again, I think that when people, and not saying she's a narcissist, I'm saying I see some tendencies, but like when people are like that, they don't love their grandchildren more than they love themselves.
They don't love anyone.
They like value their opinions and the way they see the world. So it's not super surprising to me that the kids are like more of a pawn to her than
I was gonna say. They weaponize anything that they can use to get to, and that's what would be the most hurtful thing to Aspen right now.
And I'm glad Aspen rode that dick and was like, fuck you.
That is one of the funniest funny. The bear post and then that now it all makes so much more sense,
right? I know. If you guys have been equally as confused as us, hopefully this cleared it up.
And I would just, because I didn't really care enough to really look into it, so I'd like see one thing and I'm like, what's going on? And then I'd see somewhere else and I'm like, I missed a few chapters. missed a few seasons.
The real missing piece is the outrageous person.
Yeah,
because no matter who that is, that definitely has something to do with how she's acting right now and why she feels that way. Anyway, that's pretty much it for our joint episode.
Oh my God.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. Was it horrible? Sorry. We were like looking in the weirdest
direction. I feel like we should have done something. We're just like patty cake or something.
Let's play patty cake. Do you know how to?
Oh,
no.
Slide first.
Oh, yeah. Slide. Wait, is it slide, slippery slide?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Slide, slippery slide. No, why are you sliding?
I don't know. We don't usually do that many.
Okay. It's slide, slippery slide. And they go boom, 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 boom.
Oh, I haven't done that. Who cares? Well, anyway.
Now you can prove. We couldn't have faked that, okay? We are in the same room.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
anyway, I am so excited for the Sabrina Carpenter tour. Concert? Shall we end this with the We Love the Internet?
Oh, yeah.
So mine is very quick. It just made me chuckle last night. Have you ever tried to wake up your mom in the middle of the night?
I mean, not recently.
Well, just like in your life.
Yeah.
What does she do?
Depends on how much wine she had before she went to sleep.
Literally, when I tell you that anytime I've ever woken up my mom, it's like just a demon has like, it's just like, like she's ready to swing. And I'll just, like back in the day when I would come home because I lived with her, I'd be like, hi, mommy, I'm just letting you know I'm home. Like literally just screaming.
It's giving you energy, though.
Okay, period.
No, I feel like opposite, that it would just be kind of like a, like she doesn't fully wake up and it's just kind of like a confused stare and like.
No, this one just gave my mom. And honestly, me today when you entered the bathroom.
That's what, literally, you guys, I was getting ready upstairs, but then I went to go ask her something. I go in the bathroom and she just screamed, like screeches.
I wasn't expecting you. I got very scared. Okay. This is literally my mother.
Happy birthday!
So she was trying to tell her happy birthday. It's just, you know?
I just feel like I've never been that kind of like, I'm more like angry, not scared. I'm just like, why are you waking me up?
Oh, no. I immediately wake up to like, there is an issue around me. Okay, period.
I feel like I've asked this before and you didn't. Did you have Beanie Babies?
Mm-hmm. Well, my cousin had some and she would give me some, but I didn't collect like most people did.
Okay, so I was like that age during like peak Beanie Baby era.
Yeah, it wasn't my thing.
I always told my mom, these are going to be worth something, as every person that owned Beanie Babies did. And we were all convinced that they were going to be like super valuable one day. And supposedly they are, but it's not. I see them listed for high prices. You don't see people buying them.
Right, right.
Obviously, though, to preserve their value, you needed to keep the tax on. That was one of the most crucial things. And we had tag protectors and we had cases. I had the Princess Diana one I had in a little plastic cylinder case for, and she had her tag protector on as well. My mom ended up selling all of mine at a garage sale for $20.
Yeah,
and I was very upset
that's
about it.
Horrible. Yeah.
But I saw this and I was dying.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. We're gonna get copyrighted for Celine Dion.
It's
I
so
didn't
funny
know that those tag protectors were a thing. They just like slid right on over there.
Or I had little plastic ones that would close it in too. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. My cousin never had that.
Oh, it was so relatable. I was like, yeah, yep.
Oh my God, that's funny. Okay. Well, that's all we got for you, girlies. We've got so much to do tomorrow. We've got to go
and
take
tonight
showers. And tonight and the next day probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, we will leave you there if you made it to the end. Thank you. What?
Did we acknowledge?
No.
This was Jesse's idea.
Fun.
And
welcome to the jammy party. Sorry. Welcome and goodbye.
Something I will never wear ever again in my
the
rest
of
my days.
To the good of Will.
Yes, absolutely.
If you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. And as always, we will see you around Friday.
Not we
goodbye.
We don't know if we'll be together again.
We may not.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think so.
Cheers.
Never seeing her again.
But what?
It's like, I don't like this. Only through a screen. Anyway, that's it. Bye.
Bye.